Was the Prophet of Allah a man or not? We're programmed automatically. Astaghfirullah, brother, what are you saying? Of course he was a man. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates to her nephew Urwa, authentic narration in Bukhari. She's telling her nephew, I hope the sisters are listening, I hope the brothers are listening. She's telling her nephew, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she was telling her nephew Urwa, she's telling him, oh my nephew, we used to see the full moon, then the full moon, then the full moon, two consecutive months, and not a single flame, meaning no boiling and no cooking of any sort, would be done in any of the nine houses of Rasulullah for two consecutive months. Man or not? Don't answer. Don't answer. By the standards that we live in, nine houses, nine wives, no cooking, no boiling for two consecutive months. Is he a man or not? Ooh, what a dilemma we're in right now, eh? What a dilemma we're in. Because we say something, yet we believe another. Two consecutive months. Nine of the wives, the mothers of the believers. So you might tell me what? Brother, come on, man. That's the Prophet, bro. Times were tough. They went, you know, through some financial struggles, bro. This was just the process that Allah just had to put him through. The Prophet was sitting with Jibreel one day. Please, stay with me, bro, stay with me. The Prophet was sitting with Jibreel alayhi salam, and the heavens shook to the point where Jibreel was in a state of shock. And the Prophet is looking at Jibreel and then looking at the sky, and he's thinking, what is going on? Jibreel, stay with me, man. Stay with me. What's happening? Imagine Jibreel. 600 wings. Each wing would cover the distance between the east and the west. 600. He's now sitting in a state of shock. And an angel comes down. Jibreel says to him, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, this angel has never come onto this dunya ever before. Meaning, I don't know what's about to happen. The angel comes and stands in front of the Prophet of Allah. Are you with me or are you tired? And says to him, O Prophet of Allah, Allah is asking, do you wish to be a king or do you wish to be a slave? Do you wish to be a king, Prophet, or do you wish to be a slave, Prophet? So don't come and tell me that the Prophet went through tough times. No, Habibi, no. Whether we like it or not, whether the society accepts it or not, whether our local mashayikh admit it or not, it was a life that he chose. But we don't like his life. That's why we're not living it, bro. A king or a slave? So the Prophet is, what a moment. So the Prophet looks at Jibreel, his friend. And he's like, bro, help me out here, man. This is big. So So Jibreel indicates, choose the slave. Choose the slave. He chose the slave. On his deathbed, we've exhausted ourselves. Brother, grown men will come to me and tell me, brother, my son has brought us great shame to the family. Great shame. He's humiliated me. I'm embarrassed to say he's my son in front of people. So I'm thinking, Allahu Akbar, bro, what did he do? What did he commit? Zina, yani? Has he had a child out of wedlock? What's this great shame, uncle? Tell me. Brother, he's 35 years old. He still hasn't bought a house yet, man. Still hasn't bought a house yet. On his deathbed, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is he a man or not? Don't answer. Don't answer, bro. On his deathbed, in and out of consciousness, he's at his last breath now. His wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha walks in. She was 18 years old at the time. 18 years old. 9 wives. She was the youngest, 18. When he dies, no one is allowed to remarry them. Allah calls them Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, meaning they're haram on every man after him. In a society where the man was everything, in a society where the man was the breadwinner, now this young 18-year-old is watching her husband die and they have absolutely nothing. So on his last breath, he says to Aisha, how much money do I have? Brothers are working double, triple jobs. 40, 50 years old. He already paid off his house, but still working, chasing the dollar. Brother, why are you doing this for? Brother, we need to leave something behind for our children, man. We got to think about our kids, brother. I got to be wise, my brother. Yeah, but what about your deen, brother? What about, you know, Allah says, I created you for worship. Alhamdulillah, you have a house, you've covered. Brother, you need to start giving some time for deen. Ah, well, brother, you know, what do you want me to do, brother? I need to leave something behind. That's it. That's the way, brother, because I'm a man, brother. I'm a man. Aisha, how much do we have? She says, O Prophet of Allah, 7 gold coins. Says to Aisha, go give them for the sake of Allah now. Give them away. And then he loses consciousness. And then she's standing there with 7 gold coins. What a difficult time, bro. And then he wakes up again and says, Aisha, what did you do with the money? She says, our Prophet of Allah, I held on to him. He says to Aisha, do you want me to die and stand in front of Allah while I still own something from this world?